Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that the Inyan Gerus, Rambam Perek Vav, Alach Vav, Ochos Malachim, after Ammon and Moab are Mizgayer, there's no longer an Isser of Shlom and Betovasam, of seeking out their peace and their good, since there's a Mechayiv now, we said that they're Yisrael, to seek out their peace and their good. So now we can explain the Minchas Chinuch, who understands the Dover Pashat, that this Isser of Tovasam even applies to women. Now, like the Isser Chasnus, which you're allowed to marry them, they're not allowed to come B'Kal Hashem. Men aren't allowed to marry, but women are allowed to marry in. So, but that only applies to marriage. It doesn't apply to Tova. Doing them a Tova applies even to Nekevos, to Sevachem, to Sisrael. Asked about Boaz. How's Boaz doing Chesed with Rus? Ah, he's over on Elav. If the Isser of Tovasim even applies to women, so how's he doing Chesed? So the Chichemde discusses this in Pedvar and Perakhov Pasuk Yates. However, the explanation is that Rus was misgayer beforehand, as we see in the Gemara in Yevamos 47b in the Arichus in Medrash Rus, where he pardash in the Pasuk Amecha Mil and Yengerus. So after Gerus, like we said in the previous year, there's no longer an Isser. Now that she's part of the Jewish people, there's no longer an Isser. Right? Menachas Chinuch may be correct that the Isser of Tovasim applies to Nekevus, but only as when there's members of Ammon and Moab, but not afterwards. Afterwards, you're allowed to be, you're allowed to do a chesed with them. And this we can explain the Gemara in Shabbos, which makes little sense, that it says, Peg Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and the Pasuk in Rus, V'chos Tzidbokin Yimna Rosai, and Boaz tells Rus that you're going to cling to my girls, to my lattices. V'chidarko Shaboaz Adavik Yim Nashim, is it the way of Boaz to be Davik with Nashim? So Rabbi Lazar says, since he sees that she kisses Orpah, her mother-in-law, meaning Orpah kisses her mother-in-law, Naomi, and Rus clings to her, so he said it's mutter to be Davikba. So what was the Gemara? He says, mutter to be Davikba. The Gemara's kasha was, is it the derech of Boaz l'davik im nashim? It's not his derech. So what's this answer of Shari, it's mutter? He sees that she clings to her mother-in-law, so it's mutter. But he said, the Gemara says, is it his derech? And where do you see b'chlal that Boaz was Davik b'nashim? He says, kosid b'akim in arosai. The Gemara asks, is it the derech of Boaz to be Davik with nashim? Where do you see his Davik with nashim? The Maharsha discusses this Gemara, and he says that the question is the as far as the heter of Ammoni and Ad-Ammonis it goes. That's what he thinks this Gemara is talking about. The heter of a woman to come into Klal Yisrael. Because Rus was so special, she could come into Klal Yisrael. She was Davik in her mother-in-law. But what does that have to do with the fact that Shari Lid Bukeba? Since it says that Rustavkaba Shari Lid Bukeba, where do you see in there your it's mutter to be Davik in her? Where do you see there the heter of Amoni Velo Amonis? So it's not necessarily talking like the Maharsha understands about the heter of Amoni Velo Amonis. A heter to for a woman to marry into the Jewish people, but rather the nidos mitzad the gemilus chasadim im moavis, doing chesed with a moavis. How are you allowed to do chesed with a moavis? The pasuk says tovasim in halad b'dorish tovasim sa'eliyot daru chesed, and that's the inyan of tidbakim in arosai. You should cling to my girls. So the Gemara asks, is it the derech of Boaz to be Davik with Nashim? Now the Pasuk says, Tidbakinim in Arosa, it's not talking about Boaz being Davik with Nashim. It's talking about the girls being Davik to Rus. Or Rus being Davik to the girls, not Boaz. So this is discussed by the Maharsha, the Yankiv, and others. But like we said, there's an Isser to do chesed with an Ammonis. And if Boaz wasn't choshish for the Isser, it's only because she was an Isha. And Darko Ledavikim Nashim. Ah, so that's what it means, Ledavikim Nashim. Because since she's a woman, he's allowed to do chesed with her. That must be the heter. And that's why he's clinging to her and he's doing chesed with her. And then the Gemara asks, what is it, the derech of Boaz to do such things? And in that the Gemara answers, no, since he saw that she clings to her mother-in-law, he said it's mutter to cling to her. What does that mean? It means geirus. Berus dovka baz geirus. And if so, it's mutter. And there's no mitzvah of tovasa. And therefore, it's permitted now to do the chesed of sidbaki mimna loisai. So it's mafurish in our sugya that there's no issur of geirus. After geirus, there's no issur to do chesed. And that there is an issur of nikevus before geirus. So that's the mahalach possibly of the Gemara. Chidarko shavoz l'davikim nashim, what's Boaz doing chesed for? He's doing chesed with this girl, helping her out. It must be because she's a girl. And therefore he's doing chesed for her. Because she's not included in the issur. Yes, it was only for men. And that's why he's doing chesed, because she's a girl. She's female. And the issur is only on the males. But is it the way to Boaz to cling to girls? The answer is, no. Beruz Dovkaba. He saw that she was so holy. She was Miskayeris. Beruz Dovkaba, she was Dveka and her mother-in-law, and she was Miskayeris. And therefore he said, Shari Lidvukeba, you're allowed to do chesed with her. So yeah, the heter was out so that she's a nekeva, but it's only because she was a nekeva that was misgayeres. Since she saw that she was misgayeres, Memeli said it's mutter to be davik ba, and the nairus are davik ba, and he's davik ba in a sense, meaning that he does chesed with her. He said, now it's mutter to do chesed with her. Because she converted. So yeah, the answer is that in fact he is davik in the sense of doing chesed with girls because in this context she converted. And therefore, he was doing the chesed. But before that, she not converted. Then he wouldn't have done this chesed because it's an issur of Lidro Shlomo V'Tovasim. And now we can possibly see in the Gemara, V'chidarko shel Boaz l'shol b'nari, he's asking about the girl. V'yomer Boaz l'mi anari, he's asking about the girl. V'chidarko shel Boaz l'shol b'nara, is it the way of Boaz to ask about girls? Arvelaz d'var chachma, he saw d'var chachma. What was d'var chachma? That she collected two stalks and not three. So the Maharsha says, what's the Dvar Chochmah? That's the din. That when you do Lekka, it's only two stalks and not three. What, she's not a thief? That's what makes her so special? All the Aniyim would be medaktik like this. So what's the Pshat? So ask the Maharsha. Nira'ah, al pi ma shekatuv b'midrash rut al ha-pasuk hazeh, v'chi lo havei chakim la. Ayin sham, ומפרשים שרקטיב את היום כל העיר ומשום כך לא שאל מי הנערה אלא למי הנערה. In other words, pshat in the pasuk is that he didn't ask who she is. He asked what she is. Limi. Mi anara is who is this girl? Limi anara is to whom is this girl? Meaning what is she? That's what it means, Limi anara. והיינו אין התגיירה ולקיטתה מדין מצוות לקט הוא, או שעדיין עקום היא ולקיטתה נטילה בעלמה שלא כדין היא. ועל זה דבר חוכמה, היינו לקיטה כדין לקט. So what's going on over here is that the Medrash asks that it says Vateam Kol Ha'ir. Everybody was talking about it. Since everybody was talking about it, then Boaz should know who this girl is. And therefore, the answer is that he wasn't asking who this girl is. That he knew, because everybody was talking about it. But he was asking, what is this girl? In other words, was she misgayer, and now she's collecting midin mitzvah sleket? Or is she non-Jew, and she's stam taking? Shelo kedin. And that's the Dvar Chochma, that she was loket as kedin leket. That she understood that she knew the dinim of leket, and that means that she wasn't taking shelo kedin, she wasn't a non-Jew, or she wasn't taking like a Jew shelo kedin, and meaning she was careful to take only what a Jew was supposed to take. So from the fact that she was careful to take only what a Jew was supposed to take, it must be that she was misgayeres. Maybe that's the Chachma, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. And she had this Yira that she was careful to take only what a Jew is supposed to take. So he sees that she's not an Akum. And that must be she's taking Kedin Leket. If she's taking Kedin Leket, it must be she was Misgayeres. And since she was Misgayeres, Boaz can go ahead and say, like we saw before, V'chosid Boki Mimna Rosai. And it says in the Targum Yonasan in Pasukei, Lemia Neara, Le'i Dein Uma Riba Ada. Which nation does this girl belong to? Oh, so that's what he's asking. Did she convert or did she not convert? That's what it means. Lemia Neara, what is she? Is she Jewish or not? Al Zene Amarsha, Basukvav, Bashevaim Naomi, Vekatuv Betargum Yonatan, Dechavat Vit Gairaim Naomi. So she went and she converted. And that it says in Targum Yonasan on Pasuk Ches, V'gam lo tavori mizeh, V'af lo tavori mikal meizal l'uma acharita. In other words, don't pass over, don't go to a different nation. Now you're Yisraelis Gemura. So therefore Boaz says to her, Kosid bakim im narosai. Now I want you to cling to my girls and I'm going to do chesed with you because you're Jewish. So this whole mahalach that we've been going on is to show that once they convert, the Ammon and Moab, then you're allowed to do chesed with them. And the Yitzir of Shlomo Tavasin no longer applies, even though it applies before they convert, even to Nekevos. Now the Malbim says in Pasuk Vav, Na'ara Moaviyahi Vayomer Boaz Lenaro Hanitzav Lekotzrim Lemi Ha'Na'ara Hazot. Boaz said to his servant who stood over the reapers, to whom does this maiden belong? Vayan Ha'Na'ar Hanitzav Lekotzrim Vayomer Na'ara Moaviyahi Hashava Im Naomi Mistei Moav. And the servant in charge of the reapers answered, she is a Moabite maiden who returned with Naomi from the fields of Moab. Shoel Amalbim, Lama Harich Hanar B'dvarim Shelo Nishal Lehem Lelo Tzorech. He was asked a question. The question was, who does she belong to? So, and he's answering that she's a Moabite maiden, and she returns with Naomi from the fields of Moab. Is that what he asked? If she returns from fields of Moab? What is he talking about? What is he answering him a question that he wasn't asked? And also Boaz says to her in Pas, and then Vayter, he says in Pasuk Zayin, Vatomer, and she said, Alakta nava safti bomarim achrea kotzrim, vatavot hamod me azabok of adat of zeshifta habait ma'at. And she said, I'll now glean and gather from among the sheaves after the reapers. And she came and stood even from the morning until now, except when she sat a little in the house. Again, he was just asked who this girl is, and he's giving a whole Megillah. And then in Pasuk Chet, it says, Vayomer Boaz el Rut, Halo Shamat Biti, have you not heard my daughter? Al telchi lilkot b'sede achir. Don't go and glean in another field. V'gam lo ta'avuri mizeh, neither shall you go away from here. V'chol tidbakim im na'arutai. And so you should cling to my maidens. Stay with my maidens. So what's this double lashon in the pasuk of al telchi lilkot b'sede achir? Don't go to glean in another field. Neither shall you go away from here. What's the kefil lashon? And then he says to her, Einayich besadeh asher yiktzorun ve'alacht achareihen halo tziviti atanerim lebeti nagech v'tzamt ve'alacht el hakelim v'shatit me'asher yishavun anearim. Your eyes should be on the field of reaping, you should not follow them. Have I not ordered the youths not to touch you? And if you are thirsty, you may go to the vessels and drink from that with the youths draw. So he tells her to drink water. So ayin b'malbim mashu dan b'zeh mashu mafaresh. Based on what we've been explaining, the issue is, are you allowed to do a tova, since she's a Moabite? And that's what it means. Lemi, to whom is she? Is she a Moabite or is she not a Moabite? And the Nar asks, he bayim Naomi. What does it mean bayim Naomi? She's coming with Naomi. She was misgayer, as the Targum says. She was misgayer being with Naomi. So what does that mean? It means that she's Jewish. That's the answer. L'miya ne'ara. She's a Moabite. And the answer is no, she's Jewish. And then it says in Pasuk Zayin, V'tomer, and she says, Alaktan na ve'asafti bomarim. U'b'rashi sham, Alaktan u'leket, ve'asafti bomarim hainu shichicha. So now she's taking her matnas aniyim, like she's supposed to al pidin. She's taking her leket and her shichicha. Since she's a giores, and on that Boaz says to her, "Al telchi lilkot b'sdeh acheret. Don't go to a different field. In other words, I want you to be mekayim the din of leket over here, and the din of shichicha over here. B'chein al tavuri mizeh." It means, like the Targum Yonatan says, don't go to a different nation. Now you're Jewish. You're part of our team. You're part of our group. So that's the double lashon. And that's why he says to her to go drink water, because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to do a taiva for her. But once he finds out that she's a member of the Jewish people and she's no longer a Moabite, she's allowed to do a favor for her. And therefore, chotit bakin, I want you to cling to my girls, because you are now misgayeres, so we're allowed to do chesed with you. So Baruch Hashem, we have made some progress in the sugya. Now we moved over as we come on to Shavuos, coming close to Shavuos. Haba aleinu v'al kol Yisrael l'tova. Super duper exciting. So we get to learn some Rus together, and hopefully we will continue. Still a lot more to say on the sugya, on this Rambam, and about the inyan of Moab and Amon and Moab and doing tovos. So I ask you that you stay tuned, and Mirtz Hashem, we will see continuing niflos mitoras Hashem. So please stay tuned. I thank you so much for listening, and we should remember that sof davar hakol nishma telukim yira. את מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. שלום שלום.